you wanna dance, dance, cause of your bad romance.
That's the song that plays underneath us.
It plays like, so I look like I just repeated Gaga? It just then.
Or no, this is something.
No, it's like a...
Well, it's called a tribute, a Gaga tribute, actually. What it is. It has 10 different mentions of Lady Gaga's songs in it. And it was written by the talented Brina Palencia.
Oh, okay. So,
it always kicks off the red one there.
Well, thank you, Brina.
Hey guys, inaugural cast back in play tonight.
Woo!
Original crew.
We got Tay Tay, we got Leah Rue, we got Jada Raid, and we got. What did we decide your nickname was?
I don't know, we said my real name originally, and I don't know if I'm okay with that.
You guys can call me whatever you want.
We'll just call you Lush. Nooms. Can we call you Newman?
Nooms. I like that. Nooms.
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 We got 4 bottles of red, and we're ready to talk about hookups.
Hookers. Hookers. Strippers and pros. Now what?
Hookers, hoes, strippers, pros.
What are we...
Hookers, have you ever been with one? Go.
Lord, no.
God, would you ever be with one?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I don't see myself getting to that point. Where I would need
so you think it would be help. Like a desperate thing, like you wouldn't like bring one into your relationship for fun?
Good Lord, no.
Not even
you,
legal?
Listen, 3 ways you always want to be the guest star, never the recurring role.
Have you been to a strip club though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you been to what, like a gay one or like a regular one?
A regular one.
A regular one.
Yes, the women. Regular.
I realize that sounded not racist, but
homophobic.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant a straight one.
No, I know.
Or
I've been,
a gay one.
I've been to both. Which is
don't
odd, but I much prefer a regular one to a gay one. Gay ones that I've been to are kind of seedy, and not that the straight ones are exactly the Ritz.
I've never been to a gay strip club. It seems like that would be...
It's not really even
Are there
strip
lesbian
club.
Strip clubs?
I think it's just a strip club.
I think it's a straight bar. Straight strip club.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Most of the girls are bi, because if you don't start out bi, you end up that way.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh! To stop on the way to I think that... gay ones, I don't know if I've ever been to a gay strip club. Like, they don't come out and just strip. It's usually just half-naked, scantily-clad men dancing on poles.
Like go-go style?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, granted, there are some things that go down that probably shouldn't, just like a regular strip club, from what I've seen
and
heard.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've been to one. Have you?
Yeah, I've been... Like, I remember back in the day, like, I don't know, I guess when you're, like, in your early, like, 20s, it's, like, a thing, and, like, sometimes you're like, I can do this now, and you want to go, and I went with some girlfriends for, I don't even know if it was a bachelorette party, I think one of them might have been, but two, what was that one big, one call that was, like, really popular?
Spearmint Rhino?
Bear. I've been to Le Bear a couple times.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, I those were fun because those guys, like, it really is, like, Magic Mike style. Like, they have, like, a gimmick and, like, a show.
It's like Gypsy.
Show.
Yeah.
And, like, so then, like, you almost get caught up in the hype of that. And then, plus, like, yeah, they are really hot and they're doing, like, arm pull-ups, like, on the railings above them. And you just get caught up in it, especially if you're having, like, a shot or two. And...
Yeah.
I thought it was really fun, but I heard most of those guys are gay.
I'm giving a lot
of things. But I've been to female ones, too. I've been, like, a friend, one of my friends, like, we all decided, like, we were going to take her to a strip club for her birthday party, and it was, like, a co-ed party, and we all went to this one, and our friend researched it, and it was supposed to be, like, a classy, like, fun one, and it was in Fort Worth. We get there, and it was so bunk, y'all. It was... like, creepy crawly bunk, and kind of ghetto, like, there was this girl, and, okay, so, like, the guy was holding, like, her, she was, like, doing a push-up, is the only way I can describe it, and then, like, he had grabbed her legs, like, wheelbarrow style, and was, like, humping her. And she, you could see in all of her glory, her C-section scar.
Oh, no.
And her flabbiness, like, it wasn't... Okay.
That's what I look for in a lady is a C-section.
I mean, no offense to that, but, like, if you're going to a strip club, like, you're hoping to see some, like, big old fake boobies and, like, whatever, like, not
definitely not
that.
C-section scars.
And, like, but we made our friend get a lap dance, and she was so uncomfortable. So, like, she was like, holding her dollar, and she was like, "Hi, dear girl, thank you." Like, she was so prissy about it. It was really funny.
I actually went to a strip club in New Orleans randomly with, you know, it was for a female strip club. And the really interesting about that strip club is, like, every single stripper had the smallest breast I've ever seen. It was the weirdest thing. They all were flat-chested.
So they had no ambition for their
Like, did y'all go to the not, like, very expensive one? Because
yes. I think it was, like, one on the, you know, on the, what's the street? The, you know, the main
Bourbon street.
Yes, Bourbon Street. I cannot think of it. But yes, on Bourbon Street. And we just were like walking in and out of clubs, you know, and we were drunk and it's, you know, like 5 o'clock in the morning or some crazy thing. Oh. And walked in and everybody was really, really flat chested. And so it was fun though.
You need to go to the lodge here because it's a full on experience. It's gorgeous. Yeah, I want to do it. The food is good.
The red wine therapist does not endorse the lodge.
I mean, I don't know. I used to work in one as a waitress. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of stripper friends, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, stories abound, but...
I worked at one for a day.
Really?
Yes. For a day? Which one?
Well, okay, so early 20s, I didn't strip, let me be clear, because I don't have the balls for that. I think if I had, I would probably be doing it now just to make some extra skrilla, but I just don't have the balls.
Yeah,
time for another bottle already. We've already
I know, we tore that one up.
Like,
yeah.
It was a good little cab stab.
Okay, you worked at a strip club.
Was working at Razoo's. Okay,
that's like, not a strip club.
I know.
Last time I was there.
Thanks, sir.
They have those big old huge.
They had some great drinks.
They do have great drinks. Yes. I had celebrated my 21st there. Anyway, it's fishbowl to myself. Yes. So I just thought, like, if I waitressed at one of those places, I would make like mad cash. And so I actually went to the one. What's the one in town owned by Pantera? That stays open later than any
clubhouse?
Of the other... The clubhouse. I went there.
Pantera?
Yes.
So I went to the clubhouse.
It's a nudie club.
And interviewed. And it's like one of the fully nude ones that stays open 2 hours later than any of the other clubs. And it has like BYOB even. Like the waitresses only sell like buckets of ice and are supposed to somehow make money. I guess you have to be a really fucking good waitress. And I was like, I'm not that good.
Yeah.
Like I need to start off slow. And so then I went to Cabaret Royale.
Oh, fancy.
And so, like, I got the job there, and, like, I remember them showing me around, but, like, they make you buy your uniform, like, which, by the way, is not flattering on any human ever, no matter what you look like.
Hmm.
It was a leotard, like a half-thong leotard with tights that had a hole in the back and in the front by your boobs, like in the middle, in a turtleneck. So what does that mean to all women everywhere? You can't wear a bra with that.
Mm-mm.
Okay? And, like, I get it. Like, they want you to nip out, but, like, unless you had fake tits, that looks good on no one in, like, high heels or something. And, like, I don't know. Like, maybe if there had been ears and a bunny tail, like, there would have been some saving grace, but it was...
would have been Halloween.
It was awful. And, like, I didn't make... any fucking money, like, the way that it was structured was, like, I don't know how I would ever make money.
Because you wore a bra?
No, I didn't wear a bra, but, like...
That's why you didn't make any money.
I didn't think I can. I think I really got chickened out, too, by the whole, like, thing and, like, them just kind of throwing you to the wolves, too, about learning the process of, like, even their systems of, like, ordering drinks and, like, girls being, like, really competitive and, like, just trying to push you out of the way to get that money. And it was weird because, like, I was sitting in the office and, like, there was a girl that showed up and, like, had never worked there, but she had on her strip clothes and was ready to strip. I never went back after that day. I totally chickened out. I was like, I'll just go back to Razoo's.
Serving fish and alligator.
Yeah. I'm better at that. Yeah. Like,
you made more money peddling alligator tails than your own.
The strippers are freelance because they actually pay to work there. So they can,
like booth ramp.
Yeah, it really is. Like, they can literally walk in off the streets, filled with their bags, full or ready to go. They can give them their driver's license, make sure they check out, and they can just go in the dressing room and dress out.
Huh.
And then, like, hours later, because the club makes money off of how many girls are there. So they, because each girl pays a house fee.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get there on time, they only pay $20 to work. For every hour they're late, they pay an extra $20. Biz-nancy.
So what's the craziest, like, since you know a lot of strippers and you probably waited tables longer than I did at one, like, because, you know, I did it for a day. what's the craziest or one of the craziest stories you have?
Like, well, for instance, I was working at a club that is no longer in service. It's called Fantasy Ranch in Arlington, Texas, and I was a waitress there. And you would walk around to, like, the VIP booths, mm-hmm. like, after hours when the lights come up, mm-hmm. and you would literally, like, clean out wadded up napkins and condom wrappers and stuff like that.
We're not using condoms.
All right. And, like, in that particular club, like, the customers that came in could pay the waitresses to leave them alone for a certain amount of time.
Oh,
so I could get, like, you know, $6,800 to not come in here for an hour. Good times, strip club.
So I guess there's illegal stuff going on in, like, all strip clubs like that. Like, it's pretty normal.
One time whenever I was in one of the irregular ones, as Jade might call it, the gay ones.
She's really made a name for herself on this.
I was there. I've been to this one twice. The first time I was there for 11 minutes. The next time I was there
11
for like 40
minutes.
Seconds. And then I was
what?
Out. Your feet stuck to the floor. It smelled like
urine.
So, yeah, it smelled like urinal, like being in the men's toilet.
Oh, God.
But regardless, I was getting a drink, and you could kind of see into what I guess they would refer to as their champagne room, which was really like, I don't know, a curtain from Ross that was pulled to the side. You know?
No.
And so there's like some like burly, like beefy stripper, like. And he's, like, looking over his shoulder to make sure, because the curtain's kind of cracked so I could see it.
Yeah.
And he's, like, looking over his shoulder to make sure nobody can see. And there's some ridiculously old man sitting on the couch in front of him or the chair in front of him. And the guy just pulls his junk out and lets the old man kind of fondle it for a minute. And so there's some shady dealings going on in those
rooms.
Oh, my God. To me, it's not really, it should be called more of like a sparkling wine room.
There's nothing classy about it.
I don't know why this made me think of it, but okay, so there's this place in Lewisville, Texas, called the Redneck Heaven. Have you guys heard of it?
Yes! No. I just read about it today, actually.
So, they're having some issues with the city, but, like, I'll tell you my story, because I did a show called Trailer Park the Musical, and we thought, well, that would be an appropriate place for, like, a little after party, because it's called fucking Redneck Heaven, and just kind of went along with, like, the show that we were doing. And so, like, almost the whole cast went, and, like, I mean, I had heard that it was Hooters-esque, but, like, we walk in, and these girls are just basically glorified strippers. Like, they are wearing lingerie. Like, it's not even, like, a bikinis-type place where, like, they're wearing cute little bikinis that all match or whatever. Like, these hoes be wearing lingerie and hanging all over the guys that's sitting at their table, like, all over. Mm-hmm. And, like, some of them had on tutus and weird stuff. The men's bathrooms had windows above the urinals so that they could still look out into the restaurant. But also, I could see in.
What?
So they're, like, peeing, and, like, I can see their face while they're peeing.
Oh, my God.
Ew. It's so foul.
So they could be in there.
Anyways, Lewisville is having, like, a city council vote right now about, like, what nudity is, because apparently they've started having body paint party nights where, like, they just...
You can just be naked.
Clothing optional or something. Everything
and so, like,
it
spurred this, like, city council debate and, like, on whether or not, like, that can be... considered clothing, whether body paint can be considered clothing.
Well, that's not sanitary. Like, you're naked and you're handing me my food.
Well, it's like, at that point, just call yourself a strip club.
Yeah, I read an article about it today, and apparently they actually are, I think they're going to vote against it, you know, like, that they cannot only wear body paint. Because, I mean, the underwear they were wearing, I mean, it was, like, barely covering anything.
We're trying our second wine this evening. This is my all-time fave wine that I've had, that I know of. It's called Firecracker, and it's a red blend. It is so yummy. Like, it's got berries and black spice, maple, and it's really, really good. Are you guys in the refill yet?
Are y'all scared?
We
want
to talk to you.
Number?
We want to talk to you about
hookers.
We want to
hear your sexy voices.
Yeah, like, we're so excited about our phone number.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That is delicious.
Right? It's my all-time fave wine. It's like the grocery store. It's called Firecracker. It's so good.
This is magnificent. I need some dark chocolate.
now.
Doesn't it make you, like, it's seriously, yeah. like, it's wine, but it's the most different, like, yummy wine I've ever had.
Wow.
Okay, so here's a question regarding strippers.
Yes.
Would you date someone who either was or was a stripper currently or was in the past?
I totally would. I would date a stripper because they're hot. And
and are we talking female or male?
Either, well, male.
Male for the Shantae.
I'm strictly dickly. But,
dickly.
Love women, but not that way. But yeah, I would. I would totally date a stripper. I think it would be fun. And I think I'm secure enough that I wouldn't be threatened, you know, by the fact that they were around women all day. And I don't know. I just think it would be fun.
Here's one cool thing about strippers that I found out. They're apparently very secure in their sexuality because they're used to just putting it out there. Mm-hmm. So there's no inhibitions, and they're not afraid to try things. And they're probably awkwardly the most comfortable sexually than in actual life. I don't know that I would actually date a ex-stripper. It depends on how ex. Like, if it was ex, 5 to 10 years ago, maybe. And if they were, like, in college when they did it, sure, why not?
Yeah.
But if it's ex as in, like, a year ago, probably not. Just because I know being in that industry for so long does teach you really bad habits. Your money. Like, managing your money. Because you would think that because they're making so much money that they're really good with it and they never have any problems.
Sure.
False. Especially if they're young.
Mm-hmm.
They're so used to making
a crap ton of money
that they'll just spend until the end of the month where it's like, oh, crap, my bills are due.
Mm.
Now I gotta go work a double and pay all my bills.
So is it a gateway for porn?
Yeah.
I mean, do you equate porn and prostitution? Are they the same thing?
I've always wondered that. I've always had that thought.
Because, I mean, you're being paid to have sex. Yeah. I mean, what's the difference between you and a prostitute? A prostitute is paid to have sex.
I guess because it's more regulated in the sense that it's, I hate to say this, but safer in some ways because it is, you know, observed and regulated. But
porn, you're not really doing a service for someone. Like, they're acting, you're acting with another actor.
Right.
With their bodies. And you're being paid by, you know, a producer, as opposed to being paid to have sex with somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you're
still being paid to have sex with someone. I mean, you're having sex with someone.
That's why I don't understand why it's not just freaking legal. Like, I don't get it. Like, I really don't.
I think it's like a victimless crime type thing. I mean, it's a choice that people make, and I feel like if it is legal, then you can regulate it.
Yeah.
Like in Nevada, where they have rules, and they have to get tested, and all of those
things. And all of that, and like then, like, I don't know, like the part that gets victim-y is like when they recruit like really young people.
Yeah, right.
And like those people, like, feel like there's no other way to live if they're like homeless and whatever, that gets... Sorry.
Yeah, but like consenting adults who are, you know, functioning and all of those things, I don't really see that it's a problem. I think it's a service that, you know, people need. I don't know.
I had a friend that said prostitution is one of the most honest exchanges in love that you can have because...
Right, I mean, it's straightforward. It's... I want this.
I want some Skrilla. Cool.
Bye. Here's some sex. Thank you for my money, and now you can go.
Someone asked Charlie Sheen, you know, you're freaking Charlie Sheen. Why are you paying to have sex? And
he's
like, well, I'm not paying to have sex with them. I'm paying them to leave me alone afterwards.
Right. That's it.
So.
That's the common wisdom is that you're not paying them to stay. You're paying them to leave. You know, you're paying for that
emotional detachment.
Exactly. That lack of entanglement.
Right.
You know, I have to go out to dinner and pretend like you like them and have, you know, chit chat.
They're always so excited when you come back. There's no need for explanation of where have you been? Why have you called me?
Right. Thank you card.
Right.
Exactly. That's so rude.
Well, I would do it, I think, if I had to.
Would you go to, like, the Bunny Ranch or something and, like, bring...
Yeah,
you know, like,
you
they
know
always
kids
show.
That work at the Bunny Ranch, right?
Yeah. I know plenty of Bunny Ranchers.
Yeah, well, because you know they always show on that show, which I'm, like, a huge fan of Cat House. I watch, like, I've seen every episode. And, you know, they always will bring, like, you know, their husband or wife will, you know, come. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, it's kind of like a safe environment. You can try it out. You're trying it with someone who you know that they like it. Right. And then you go, you know, and you don't have to worry.
Well,
about
see, what's cool about that, like, the hookers like about couples is, like, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But also, the couples don't get attached. Like, they're there mm-hmm. to have fun, to pay their money, to have a good time, and then they're out.
Yeah.
Or there's, like, regular repeat clients or, like... They want a girlfriend. That's mm-hmm. what they're paying for. They're yeah. paying to have the texts, have the emails. Right. It's just, you know,
which I didn't
draining.
Know that was, like, a part of it. Like, that's
yeah,
crazy.
That's why it's so expensive. Oh my yeah. God, you get into, like, $2,500 an hour. Well, you're not paying for just the 5-minute bam, bam, bam. You're paying
right.
for the monthly yeah. emails, yeah, the right. photos, the texts, the message board shout-outs, like, all that stuff.
Message board shout-outs.
Dude, there's a whole message board, BunnyRage.com.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Once yeah. again, the white red line therapist does not endorse the Bunny Ranch.
Well, like, that sort of makes me think, like, about those video sites that are sort of like that, like, the Bunny Ranch people do that, but, like, I guess, like, porn people, like, those live cam things or whatever.
Oh, the live webcams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
I've, like, always wondered about those real, like, I mean, whatever. I try to be so non-judgmental when we're doing this, uh-huh. but I'm very judgy, I think.
In
Let
real
it
life.
Out.
In real life.
I mean, like, people who are, like fruitcakes who want to, like, watch people, like, women clean house. you know what I mean? Like, you'll do, like, you pay a subscription to these sites to watch, like, some... MILF or whatever, like, clean the house in lingerie. Like, it's just so odd to me.
I guess I didn't know about that.
Because once again, I'm at the point too where I'm just like, why does anyone pay for porn anymore?
Well, you don't have to.
You don't
everywhere.
Have to.
Yeah.
You can find whatever you
yeah,
want. Any category you would like to see.
I don't think anybody does pay for porn. Unless
oh my God,
they, unless,
it's like a billion, like, yeah.
I mean, they do, but they don't. Like, I just feel like no one really pay. Like, somebody may go to, like, a video store and buy something, but
no, I mean online. Like, it's a yeah. huge business.
I guess because
online.
They get, like, the full length videos or whatever.
Well,
I
yeah.
don't know.
Or then maybe if you have something like a webcam where you're watching, like, one of your favorite porn stars, or you
yeah.
know, you have specific access.
Then they have, like,
to
private
me,
chat.
To
they can have, like,
exactly.
a private chat.
That to me just gets
so
kind
that
of
makes
obsessive.
Sense.
Well, it does. It, like, they want. They feel like they have a relationship with that person, and
right.
that's just kind of...
So, in essence, we're feeding crazy.
So, I guess, sure. well, I want to know, like, what the whole... As far as, like, the women and the men who get involved in this, like, not all of them end up feeling very good about themselves afterwards.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, I mean,
like, so what's, like, what, as from the psychology standpoint of mm-hmm. things, like, have you had a client that was... former stripper, or did it come up, like,
in,
like...
day job, I've had a lot of students that I work with who, over the years, who are, you know, in that industry, and of course, it's like the whole
just
typical,
getting through myself
just trying to get through school, just trying to pay for school, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing, and so, I mean, I've come across
that. Isn't
that
fucking sad, if you think about it, like, that we have to fucking strip to go to... college and get a fucking education.
Yeah.
Side note.
No. Jake's getting angry about interest rates.
Sorry, at the same I'm sorry.
Like, going to debt and all
well,
yeah,
because
yeah,
like, now
thing.
I'm like, maybe I do need to go strip to pay off my student loans.
Oh,
shit.
God, don't even get me started
working on
that.
Oh, my God.
That's a joke. The Red Mind Therapist does not endorse math.
Well, there are a lot of people that do it to get through school just because of the schedule.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, they have flexibility. They don't have to work long
hours. I think I would
hours.
Be the most awkward stripper ever.
And there's some dude that probably loved that.
Oh, my
yes,
God. They would. Because
yes.
you look like you're 12. So
yeah.
Nowadays, though.
Oh, my
like,
God. You would make so much money because you look like you're 12.
Oh, my God. So
oh
I'm
God,
gonna be a stripper,
which is scary.
But nowadays, change. Like, aren't you, like, isn't there a worry of, like, being filmed? Or photographs, like, more so
in a strip club?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Mm-mm. No?
No. I mean, they can... They don't even
I mean, like, you could just, like, hold your phone and, like, be filming shit, like...
I guess that you could do that, yeah. But, I mean, you're not gonna run into
plus,
hidden
like,
cameras or anything like that.
Not hidden camera. Right, I mean, right. like, just the fact that everyone
people
has, like, their phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are being filmed all the time.
And, like,
that's
I don't
true.
Know. Like, there's no sense of, like, even if you did have a wild hair or, like, want to do... I don't know.
Well, there was a teacher in Houston, no, a reporter in Houston who just got fired because they found out that she was a stripper. Like, one of the other rival papers did an expose on her. And so the paper ended up firing her because she was a stripper, which I just thought that was so crazy. I'm like, really? If she was doing her job and she, you know, she wasn't causing any problems, she was good at her job. She was like freelance, did a whole bunch of different articles and stuff for them. And they, this other paper did this expose on her, and so they fired her. So now she's...
Oh, my God.
Suing. Well, she's suing for discrimination.
Like, yeah, which sure, she totally should. Absolutely. But, like, people well, just get, like... There's the stigma on it or whatever, and people just get all worried that, like, they'll lose backers or whatever. Well,
and I think that that's kind of... I mean, we're sitting here discussing it, but at the same time, I can't sit and say that, like, sometimes you automatically have this preconceived notion of, like, who's a stripper. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what a stripper is, who she is, who's... Or if a prostitute.
Well, I mean, because they're, you know, it's that age-old thing. Like, there are stereotypes for a reason, generally, even though they're horrible, and, like, we're all trying to break those walls down. Like, some of them are there because,
dating a stripper, or possibly dating a stripper, is one thing, but would you date someone who had ever been a prostitute or a, or in porn, for that matter?
You know, had been, I think, is the question. Like,
okay. So you wouldn't date a current
No,
pro
absolutely.
Or porn star.
There's just no way that I could deal with that. Yeah. I just think emotionally, I don't think that I could handle that.
Knowing that they were having sex with
And even though, you know, I guess at the end of the day, a lot of people can say, well, sex is sex and it boils down to love, blah, blah, blah. But to me, that's still something intimate that you share with the person that you're
with.
Don't they kind of within the industry date each other sometimes, though? Or, like, they'll date their director or producer or whatever, porn industry, I mean.
Oh, the porn industry?
Sure, right?
I mean, well, yeah, Danny Daniels and Eric Everhart are, like, a total thing.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea who those
are. Well, these are porn stars, and they met on a porn shoot and hit it off, and now they're, like, together. And you can see them on Vine.
So do they do movies together?
Yeah, every once in a while they do, but... They do them with other people, too.
So, yeah, I mean, you'd have to be with someone who understood that on a level that the average person would. Yeah.
I have a friend that used to be a hooker. She's not anymore. Mm-hmm. But she said that she just got really lonely because she knew it wasn't right for her to have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's like, that's not fair. She's like, I would want to be with somebody who was only with me. And
she wanted the stuff, like the snuggling. And
yeah, she's like, how can I ask that of somebody and look at my job, you know?
Right. But
y'all want to hear a real life ranch report?
Oh, yes.
Trying to figure out
from
which
the
one
Buddy Ranch. Oh.
But these are clients that wrote in, I mean, because it's illegal for prostitutes to advertise. So they have a message board and a section that says is real life ranch reports, and people can write in what they thought of their lovely lady. We went back to her room, took care of business, and then the fun began. All that I will say about that fun part is now I know why Tamala has been Bunny of the Month so many times. She is truly incredible. I also have to say the relaxing bath with Tamala in the tub.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Hmm. At the end was a really nice touch. I really wish I could have spent longer with her, but knowing I was meeting other girls on this trip, I didn't want to wear myself out.
What?
And my budget all in one night. Yeah. But I have to say, I would absolutely love to see her again and again and again. I am now a Tamala-holic, an official verified member of her fan club, and I couldn't be happier. And there's a picture of her in all her glory.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's blonde, she's busty, she's long-legged.
Extremely busty.
Adorbs.
I bet Tamala thinks you're a freak show, buddy. Just put it out there.
You know... Probably,
but
these are very
some
good
of those girls are
too.
Freak shows, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Sure, yeah. No offense, Tamala.
Sure you're a lovely girl.
Sure you're lovely.
Oh my gosh, when we were out of town this past weekend, like, there's free HBO in the rooms, and like, there was this show that came on.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, I turned it, I was like, how is this just, I know HBO's cable, like,
yes.
I get that, but I was like, how is this on HBO in everyone's room in the hotel? Like, everyone's room.
It's that naked one.
It's this porn star, and she just...
She's naked.
Oh, Katie Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her. From
her.
She's
on that show.
She's really funny and, like, bubbly and funny, but, like, then they show clips and, like, of straight up porn.
Oh, yeah.
She's naked as hell.
They had a
whole series. And I was sitting there watching it, and, like, I kept looking at Leah going, like, what? And Leah's like, yeah, what of it?
It's HBO. It's not TV.
Oh my gosh. So we have so many tweet responses.
Oh, tweets.
And no phone calls, which I'm really sad about.
No one has the balls big enough to call in.
No one.
Who has the balls to call?
Speaking of which, I'm really upset about Long Island Medium not being new last week.
It was upsetting.
Anyways.
Oliver says, is there a point when sass becomes bitchiness, or is the poison in the dosage?
I'm sorry, Oliver, does that have anything to do with prostitution or cab sav? I don't think so.
Cab sav! How about that? Was that sass or bitch?
Was that sass or bitch, Oliver? You decide.
Well, then Oliver answered the question later and said, I guess about, let me see what
was it. Of course he did. Why wouldn't you answer your own question,
Would you date an ex-stripper, prostitute, current? And he said, no, maybe a burlesque performer, although it isn't 1937 anymore, so I don't know if they're that common.
They totally are. Burlesque has had a comeback.
A total comeback. Thank you, Dita Von Teese.
Get it?
Brick. Brian Roberts says, it depends on the situation. If she became a stripper escort due to being financially unstable, I think I might consider. But if she became a stripper escort because she likes to have sex or strip for fun, then I wouldn't date her. Let me just tell you.
That's some bullsh.
Right now.
That's some bullsh.
First of all, none of them. Just put your...
God!
Put your little mind at ease. None of them strip for fun or, you know, or prostitutes for fun.
If they do,
well,
just
there might be some. Don't you think there might be some who are just like... Maybe they
fuck
just
it.
Want to,
I
want to
show
know?
My titties.
I think maybe they want to. I think some of it.
But it might be psychological for them to think
that
people
gonna
want to find
someone's going to get like a sound clip from the show. That would be it.
Show my titties.
No, okay. So
but what have we
fun.
Learned from tonight's
we
episode? Jade fun. Hates gays and she wants to show her titties.
Hello.
She's homophobic.
Wait. I don't hate gays, but I have been known to flash. This weekend, case
titties.
In point, when I was like, Leah took this awesome photo of me. I was like, I'm going to flash all of Houston.
She
but we were on the
Houston.
Fourth floor, and I'm pretty sure those windows were mirrored, so whatever.
Okay.
But it was a really beautiful picture, actually.
Oh.
But I've been known to flash. I tend to be a flasher at bars.
Really? How have I never seen this?
When, like in public when I'm drunk. You know, I'd be like, boo!
I have never seen your
Jade
boots,
is a
and I've known you
oh,
for a decade.
Have you been to the piano bar place?
Mm-mm.
What's it called? Dueling Pee-Pee's?
Yeah, I have been there. Is there a picture of you?
No, there's not a picture of me, but they were, like, asking girls to come up and, like, flashing their tits and, like, seeing who had the best or whatever. And
really?
I was like, oh, damn it!
Oh my gosh.
Because, like, that's the kind of place you go to just get fucked.
Yeah, you do. I know, I've been
and
there.
So I had on one of those dresses that you just, like, pull down and you don't wear a bra with. It's, like, strapless. So I was like, meh! You know?
Wow.
Brian Roberts says that porn
someone's
is.
Someone's judging
same
me right now.
As...
My name is Shantae.
Well,
porn is the same as prostitution, according to Brian Roberts.
I think we just set it out. Brian, son.
Brian. Is that all you got, Brian?
Oh, y'all, I just got hot.
Lord, her titties are coming out.
Yeah,
Ben Oscar says to the response to the question, or whatever, would you date an ex-stripper, ex-prostitute, or a current? He says, maybe, but I wonder if she would continue to prostitute without me knowing, or if people would mistake me as her Pam.
As her John.
What? No,
what?
As her John.
Maybe it's a John,
no.
Ben.
Okay, Ben, here's what. If people are prostituting, they're doing it discreetly, so no one would even know in the outside world.
Yeah, hopefully not. Not at all.
It's true.
Unless somebody had been to them and they met.
Oh, I know what he's doing.
Yeah. Right.
I know where that's going later.
Wait, did you talk about Brian Roberts? Because he's telling me we should chug all those bottles.
Man, I'm so sick of you.
You don't even know him!
I do from his
tweets. This is
tweets.
The first time I've ever heard of Brian. He's a newie.
Okay, all so right. I have a question. If I have a friend who's in this situation, and I wonder if you guys would equate this to prostitution.
Okay.
So... he met this person online, and they offered to massage his feet, just his feet,
mm-hmm.
for $80 or $100, whatever. So if someone wants to just, they don't want to have sex with you, they don't want to suck your toes, they don't want to jack off on you, whatever, they just wanted to massage your feet or massage your shoulders or whatever, is that prostitution? And they want to pay you for it. You're like,
this person wants to say, I'll give you $80 if you let me rub your feet.
Yes.
Sign me up.
Sign you up. Immediately. So that's not prostitution.
Are they being sexually gratified? Or they just...
Yeah, because more than likely they have some kind of
fetish.
A foot fetish. Yeah, say they have a foot fetish.
Then yeah, it's prostitution.
It's prostitution.
Yeah.
But it was like that time that the guy gave Charlotte shoes.
Here is the red one.
First call.
Ooh. First call, you guys. I don't even know how to
call her.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's me, Ben.
Hi, hello? Ben.
Ben!
Ben! Is it happening?
Thanks for calling us.
We're so glad you called.
Oh, you're welcome. I just saw your tweets and everything and thought I'd give you guys a ring.
this is a sympathy call. Yeah. That's basically what it is. You have no question. You just feel sorry for us. Thank you.
You saw our desperation.
I actually have an answer for the, what was it? It was the, it's the answer to, is porn the same as prostitution?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of was siding with no because I have Seattle who are porn stars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And what they do on their own, they publish a big, beautiful women's art book.
Okay.
My friend has models, including his wife is one of his models. And they basically do it as a showcase and really displaying their beauty and everything. So I kind of, with that going on, I probably would really say no towards that answer for that question.
But do you think that them publishing an art book is the same as publishing a hardcore sex film?
Well, I've seen it before. I actually have it. I don't think it is as hardcore. They really try to... They're trying to basically... Not go towards that way, but they are trying to, you know, get ideas from fans and all that and see what they would like.
Yeah, no, and I totally agree. I think that's great, but I wouldn't consider what they're doing pornography necessarily.
You think it's like art?
I think that's, to me, you know, on a personal level, I would consider that art or a photography book or to celebrate the human form and things is different than paying to get a cum shot, you know?
Jesus Christ!
Is that mad?
That's like Madonna's book. She had a sex book, and she took a bunch of pictures. And
I've always wanted to see that book.
I know.
We have it.
You do?
You do?
Oh, I want to see
it. Where is it?
So you do not think that porn is the same as prostitution?
No. My other reason is because I also see it as like some sort of entertainment business, really. If for prostitution, it almost feels like a self-satisfaction, really.
Oh, that's a good point. Really. Porn is entertainment.
Yeah, porn is a wide stream. Entertainment business.
Hmm. All right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ben. Thanks, Ben.
You're
welcome.
Appreciate you.
You're the best.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Well, that was our first call.
Woohoo! We had our first call.
First call.
Yay! We're so excited.
I don't know how to feel about that. That's cool.
I like having conversation with her.
Me too. I want somebody else to call.
Bobby D said he would call. He has horrible reception.
Bobby D. Go outside,
Bobby D.
Walk around your house.
Why you gotta play Bobby D?
No, I'll play Bobby D.
Does that stand for dick?
I think it does.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I've had some wine.
There's only two bottles gone, too. Just letting everybody know.
I know. We've, like, torn up way more than this in the past. Oh, and I wanted to say, like, I'm really glad that Ben Oscar talked about the BBW, because I am a BBW, which is Big Beautiful Woman. And so, like, that's awesome.
You qualify as BBW?
Yes, I do. In my book, I do. So, yes, I
didn't know that was, like, had an abbreviation.
Yes, it's a whole thing. It's like, you say you're a BBW, it's like, you're voluptuous, you're thick, you're, you know, whatever, you're not skinny.
I love, like... Naked people books.
Yes.
Like tasteful nudes?
Yes. I have a book like that. It's called Black Bodies, and it's like all really gorgeous black people with like amazing bodies. I used to have it on my coffee table, but I always got like kind of judgmental comments about it.
So I put it away. Just recently, I was at a friend's house.
Stuff it in there.
They had lots of. It's like borderline to me. Like it's there's art, and then there's just like okay, that's trashy. Like I don't need to see. That.
I kind of want to see
fine line.
It is a fine line, really, right?
No, I want to take boudoir pictures.
I see Groupon for them all the time.
I just get worried with like some of the jobs and things I do. Like sometimes it like it'll kick me in the booty because like I like burlesque and like I've done burlesque and I've been in a burlesque troupe.
You have?
Yeah, I've been in a burlesque troupe and like I really like that and I think it's fun and.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like if I were to actually do that and put it out there, like, at some point it would bite me in the ass. Because I just don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Can that really ruin your career if it comes out?
It depends. Like, okay, like, here's the thing. If a really well-known actress nowadays were to do that, like, she might lose some jobs. But it wouldn't really affect her.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what? I guess it doesn't really matter because people could find those photos of me doing the burlesque that I've done in the past. Like, pretty sure they're still on Facebook. Like,
yeah.
But I'm not, like, totally naked. I'm just wearing, like, a cute little burlesque outfit. So. But
to
I like photos
not...
like that. Like, I think they're really fun. Like, it almost goes to, like, in our community, like, some of the crazier, more risque cosplays kind of things. Like, it's just fun to dress up like that. Like, it's fun to do that makeup and hair and those sexy outfits.
That,
like,
that does sound fun, actually.
Like, we both have a mutual friend who has to be careful what she does because she has really, really, like, some right-wingy kind of clients and, like, ones that, like, if she said or did or put a step out of place, like, they would have an opinion about it. My opinion would be, you're fired.
Oh, wow.
Then I'm like, YOLO. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't ever say YOLO. Ever
I know,
again.
Y'all. My husband got mad at me the other day. He's like, never say that again. But you know what I mean? Like,
no.
You only, like, that whole sentiment.
It is
of, like,
true, though.
Okay, I've been trying to call Grace, and she is
she's
here.
Maybe
so
we should call.
Maybe does anyone else need a wine job? Because ours has left us. Just kidding.
We need a new wine.
I still
like wine.
A new sommelier. Talk to us about wines. They're not even that difficult of a quest. I mean, these are from Whole
Foods. Listen, now we've opened the, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, Lamatum Ribera del Duero.
Lots of, like, is this Chilean, too?
Yeah,
lots of, like, Spanish.
So.
Is it Chilean?
The other one was Chilean.
Tell us about it,
Jay. It was aged 3 months in American oak barrels and has it with medium toast. I don't know, but it says it's a product of Spain. Why is it in American barrels?
Because American oak is very strong wood.
I mean, if you're going to be from Spain... if you're going to be from Spain...
Regardless, this is the deep cherry red wine that possesses an expansive aroma of earthy berry, toasted oak, and spice with layered flavors of vanilla and plum pastry.
Ooh. Plum
it's
pastry?
A clean and well-balanced wine with a lingering finish.
A lingering finish.
I
want to
try.
I think we should talk about what kind of porns we like.
Okay.
What's your favorite porn genre, Shantae?
Oh. Okay, well, like I was saying, as being a BBW, I actually like BBW porn because I like to see girls who look like me, like, getting down, like, doing it.
Okay.
Dirty. I like interracial porn because I like... white men.
That makes me think of the whole Cheerios commercial thing. Sorry.
Yes, love
which
interracial.
But not pornographic.
Yeah, not pornographic, but yes. I hope to have a little mocha baby someday. Aww. But, I like squirt porn.
Do you really?
Yes.
You like squirt porn?
Yes.
Why? Are you
I don't know. Because I'm obsessed with, like,
are you
it happening
squirter?
Someday.
Okay, wait, here's what's weird. It's like you're
you
not even, like,
us.
Bi. So
why? Like, wait, well, what does that have to do with anything?
Because you like watching women squirt, right?
It's hot.
But you're not.
No, I'm not. So, right.
I mean,
no.
I still like to watch.
I mean, that's cool though. I mean, that's really cool. I've never heard this. I'm learning new things.
Yeah, I know. I really like that for some reason. Hmm. It's just something about just that. I wish I could do it because I feel like it's such a release.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, female ejaculate.
Yeah. Which we have to talk about that too. I would love to talk about that. But,
oh.
Jay just did it. She just did it. I just saw her do it.
Oh my gosh, she squirted
across
in front of us. That's what it sounds like.
It's a mess up in her.
We need
she
some
squirted
towels.
On the lot
so
of
yes, I like that.
Bottle.
Yes, those are my three favorite porn genres.
That's cool.
BT Dubs. No, not BT Dubs. What?
BT Dubs, by the way.
No, what did you call it?
BBW. Big Beautiful Woman.
BBW.
I said BT devs because
like big titted women.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you go. We go this way.
Oh, my favorite type of porn. I don't. I mean,
like if you're gonna type in your search words.
Why?
I'm just kidding. porn. I don't know. Like I'm into the Big Finish.
Okay, cum shots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Faces.
Ew.
Faces. I mean,
no, I don't understand that. I don't understand.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh my god. It's like peeking everywhere.
I'm really sorry. I don't understand cum shots to the face. That is so gross and foul. Ew.
Well, and as we can tell, Jade only hates gays and she's judgmental. So.
There we go.
Last episode y'all hated me and this episode y'all hated me. So next time I'm not.
On her face. I don't know. Like, I think that for some reason is very, you know, stimulating.
Okay.
And,
I'm fascinated by that because I know a lot of people are into it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are into it. Like, it's a lot of porn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
It's a lot of fucking porn. And it's, like, the least favorite thing for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to really, really trust you and, like, be... Like, we need to be in love before you can, like, jack on my
plane. Put a ring on
no,
it.
No, never. Mm-hmm. No. I have a ring.
Put your seed on it, really.
Favor.
Put your seed on it. If you like it, then you better put your seed on it. Oh, yeah. My God.
I think...
I'm so glad my folks don't know I do this podcast.
I need to delete every...
Listen, motherfucker. You can never, ever come on my face. The end. Period.
You all right,
what's
what?
Your favorite porn,
I feel the same way.
I don't want to talk about this.
Okay.
It's kind of an awkward subject to talk about.
Talk about porn
you like to watch, which is weird. I mean, we talk about working at a strip club, talk about, like, threesomes, but when we're like,
Rose.
What do we want to watch? It's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's
kind
weird.
Of reveals our
desires. Because it's not us.
Is that what it is?
It reveals our desires.
I just,
those are kind of private things, you know, so.
Oh my god, yeah. I just learned all that stuff from my therapist.
I like vocal stuff.
Vocal
like
stuff? What does that mean?
Yeah, like, I don't, like, I get the ones that are just like, but I like him to be like, yeah, yeah. You know, like, talking.
Like screamers.
Yeah. Yeah, like.
Do you like screamers or like dirty talk?
Dirty talk.
Oh, I love dirty talk.
I like dirty talk.
She wants to hear, come on my face.
But then she's like,
but
whoa,
don't you dare.
Never mind, don't you dare. Don't you even dare.
I don't like
you
it either.
I always skip that part.
Yeah, no, I hate that.
I skip that part.
I skip to that
okay.
part.
That makes sense, though, but to me, that's the grossest part
really?
Of sex.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It's come?
Yes.
Thank you.
I hate
was
it.
Really?
Yes.
If it, did not exist, if it did not exist, I would be happy.
I was dating this guy and he was just like so, because I'm like, I don't like it anywhere on me. I don't like it in my body.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't
mm-hmm.
like it. I don't
mm-hmm.
like it.
I
it was
like
a big
it. Vom.
Argument.
It's disgusting. Vom.
I think it's sexy.
It makes
it
me think of like.
On. Like it just says, I just did my
yeah.
job just right.
Really?
I wish it did.
Yeah. Okay.
I honestly wish it did, but really, it makes me want to vom.
And I think it depends on what kind of mood you're in, because to me, it's like, well, and this is very different for a lot of people, but I think that you can be in either a domineering mood or you can be in a submissive mood.
Yes, definitely.
And depending on what mood you're in depends on how that happens. You know what I mean? So if you're in a submissive mood and you take it on your face or whatever, or if you're in a domineering mood, it kind of...
It's kind of a turn on to like put it on someone's
face. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that.
No.
And you know what? Pun intended, there are different strokes for different folks.
That is
true.
That is very, very
I
true.
I'm a huge fan of secretary porn.
Secretary
so like
porn.
Role play.
That's so neat.
It's not even the role play, but it's like, I like the scene. I like the setup. I like the seduction.
Okay.
And I like. You know, the people they're having sex that shouldn't be having sex.
So it's almost like
the
forbidden.
Yeah.
Like, right, you're watching something you shouldn't be watching. Or,
sort of.
I love that. Okay.
Like, I love a good build-up and a good seduction.
You want a story.
Yes.
I do want a story.
I just want the throwdown.
You just like to get straight to it.
Well,
down and
I guess
dirty.
It depends, because in gay porn, it's like
all
porn, the story is just ridiculous most of the
true.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why they got to get right down to like the story. I don't like a lot of verbal story wise, but
you
know,
you just are visual people.
So just that kind. Any other kinds?
Those are my favorites,
okay.
And I like a good POV.
Well,
really?
Yeah, me too. I like a POV.
Mm-hmm.
Into it.
So it's like the person's like. When you say POV, like...
It's like the guy is holding the camera.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I think it's hot, and I don't know why. There's really nothing about it that's, like, that special, other than it's just...
Something that turns you on.
Yeah, I think it's just the voyeurism of it all. Mm-hmm. Just, like, watching.
Yeah.
My friend Valerie just said, how do I listen to this? And then my friend Sheila wrote, how about how much I miss you?
She had, tell her to call in.
Sheila. And then my friend Robin, who is a big fan of the show.
Mm-hmm. She listens to it?
Fantastic. I love her. Yes. She just gave us 3 exclamation points because she's excited about a new episode.
Yay. Oh, here's another one. Someone's calling us from the red wine.
Who?
I don't know. It just says red wine when it calls in. It's so weird.
Hello? This is Jay Finch. How are you doing?
Yay! Jay Finch! Hey.
What I apologize for the bad cell reception. I'm out in the middle of nowhere, Alabama, at a convention that I'm going to be running the charity casino event tomorrow night. So, apologize for bad reception.
That sounds good.
No problem.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds fine to us. Yeah.
What's your question, comment, or concern?
No. Well, the comment was, I think I posted on Twitter, so I saw a great selection of wines this week. So, what do y'all think of the Cupcake Red?
That's the one we haven't tried.
That is like, that's the only one.
Oh my gosh.
I know, but the Firecracker one tastes just like chocolate, which is awesome.
So good. We already finished that bottle. What?
It was so good.
Well, you called in. We were asking about our favorite types of porn.
Yeah. Favorite types of porn? Well, you know, for me, it's going to be, you know, girl on guy or girl on girl. So there you go.
Okay.
That's pretty standard.
I'm a heterosexual male. There you go.
You're never, like, branching out there.
But, like, okay, so, like, one of us has said secretary, one of us has said, like, dirty talk. Like, do you have any other specifications, like, as far as...
Like, your search word.
Genre, there you go.
You know, I like the fantasy stuff, you know, because there was one porn that they did which was based on pirates. That was sort of like a fantastic Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, knockoff.
Oh, and that was pretty
good. I mean, it has to have a sense of humor.
I think I would like that.
That sounds fun.
Pirate. Arr!
Just tie you up and say arr.
So, oh my gosh. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you with my pig leg. Don't give me a splinter in my vagina. Okay, someone's had more wine than anyone else. Sorry. Sorry, Jay. I'm kind of drunk.
She's a little...
Jade's
all right. That's all right. Yeah.
She's on to water
it's
now.
All good.
I've moved on to water. That's how bad
she's
it is.
She's no more wine for the night.
She may not even be able to taste the cupcake wine.
Yeah.
She's too far off of the other four that we've been drinking. Or it's only been three. It's only been three. Well, thanks for calling us.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy that poem.
I'm glad that I actually got enough of the cell reception to be able to call in. I was afraid I wouldn't get one, so...
Oh, well, good.
Well, thank you
good
so to hear much. From you. She was awesome to hear from you, yeah.
Is
Victor
the background?
You
what?
What?
Oh,
is Victor there?
Yeah, Victor's here.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, okay. Back in action.
He's
back.
Yay! Yay! I'm a fan.
Yay, Victor! Yay!
I just took my blast off for you, James.
Thanks, everybody. This is fun.
Thank you.
I'll come up with a better question next time.
Okay.
Bye.
You just said, okay, bye.
We've been in too much therapy tonight, but we've had fun.
Yeah, we've had fun. Yeah. Pirate porn.
That was interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting to hear.
I think I could get into some Harry Potter porn.
Oh. Like Harry Potter fucking Hermione, or like
yeah, like Expecto my Patronum or something, whatever. Wingardium Leviosa, my dick
note.
Into your vagina. Like, I don't know. Right. Sorry.
Put his wand up in that.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's what I was trying to come up with, but I'm just not that clever.